sunny afternoon. The Kinks on 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT Radio. You know, I love the Kinks. And you know who else loves the Kinks? Hi, Zan Strumfeld.
Hi, Chris.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes, I love the Kinks, and I love the Kinks so much that putting on a show to honor them.
I love that you're doing that. That's so great. What made you decide to do a show featuring the music of the Kinks?
As you know, I've been doing these tribute shows at the Coase Music Hall since 2023. I've done Joni Mitchell, Carole King, Simon & Garfunkel, and those have all been, they've all sold out. They've been super, just incredible shows, but also sort of these like shoo-in audience. Like I just knew that they would do well. Everybody loves these musicians. And I always choose a musician to honor that is very important to me. And the Kinks has always been on my mind to do one of these shows. And it's definitely a little bit of a riskier choice because it's not just this easy, of course, we know Joni Mitchell songs. Maybe I wanted to like build a little bit of a reputation and see what it would look like if we threw in a band like the Kinks. And it's a little outside of the normal folky realm. And I'm so excited for this band.
And I'll say, you know, for those of us who love the Kinks, no brainer. Right?
Of course.
I think this is great. But we also know that the Kinks were sort of in the shadow of the Beatles, in the shadow of the Rolling Stones.
Yeah. In this process of putting the show on, that they're like the black sheep of the British invasion revolution. Like, I don't know. I guess because I grew up listening to them that I'm like, it's an obvious choice. But I've been talking to so many people and they're like, oh, I don't know any Kinks songs. And then I'll play them a song. They'll be like, oh, that's the Kinks. And then I'll play them five songs. And they'll be like, oh, that's the Kinks. I know the Kinks. And I'm like, I know you know the Kinks.
Yeah.
And they're amazing. It's a bit of a wake-up call for me to see
who does and who doesn't.
Yeah, and the reality is you do know.
Yes.
You might just not know you know.
Yeah. When you do these shows, you also sort of gather some other, you're an awesome local musician. You have your own stuff. You bring in some other local musicians who are awesome and have their own stuff. So who's playing on this one?
Yeah, the goal is for me to not play these shows.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to learn the ropes of curating shows. So I'm always trying to really emphasize how amazing this community is. So for this show, I'm very, very excited. We have Super 400, who have been around for 30 years and an unbelievable rock band in this area. And it is, I was like very nervous asking them and they were so excited to play. So it'll be Super 400 and they will also have this mega band with them with Mike O'Donnell and Chris Carey, who also are part of the Simon & Garfunkel show and CSNY, both phenomenal musicians independently. And then we'll have the Abysmals, who are, oh my God, they really, really know how to put on a show. And I cannot wait to see what they're doing. And then joining them is Rory Jennings from Biz. So just looking for people that really have the right energy for this type of music and the charisma on stage, because the Kinks are really about all of those things.
We're talking with Zan Strumfeld. Zan's putting on A Night with the Kinks. Right? Or A Night of the Kinks.
A Night of the Kinks.
And that's going to be at the Coase Music Hall, March 21st.
Yep.
Folks can go to the Coase Music Hall website.
Absolutely.
For details and tickets, right?
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about the Kinks. There's so many, you could look at the Kinks in any decade and see something a little bit different. So do you have a favorite time for you where the Kinks was like?
I think one reason I really love them is they've just sort of hit all this like cross genre. You know, there's a lot of bouts of heavy metal and punk and rock, obviously. But then you have like this blues and theatrical and folk and there's like country. And it's sort of, yeah, they really, that cross genre, it makes them a band for everybody. For me, I have always preferred the Village Green Preservation, Arthur albums that are a bit more fun and have a lot going on. And the Kinks are just, they're such storytellers. They're so clever with their lyrics. So I've always felt so close to that. I actually have a tattoo that says Shangri-La, and it's in honor of a dear friend who passed away, but it's because of our love of the Kinks. So it's so funny to have this. Like, this tattoo is literally because of this band. That's how much they matter to me.
For me, it's the first few songs, like first four or five songs. And then I did leap over those albums that you love.
Oh, they're the best.
But I went back to them.
Okay.
I leapt over them, and I didn't come back to the Kinks until after Lola. For me, it was the album Low Budget that I cannot get enough of that record.
Yeah.
Gallon of Gas is one of my favorite songs.
So it's like, that's a record I don't even know. And
because
there's so many records that it's like hard to touch.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my introduction to the Kinks was my brother and I, when we were in the car with our parents, we would rotate. Someone would be in charge of the iPod or the CD player or whatever it was. And we get to rotate whose song was next for the amount of time in the car. And we're probably about 10 minutes away from the house. And my song choice was next. But my brother is older than me. And he took the iPod and he was like, let me just play one more song. And then you can put a song on after that. And I was like, okay. And he put on Australia by The Kinks, which is a 7-minute song. And I remember being, I must have been like 11 years old. And I was so mad at him because I was like, this is supposed to be my song choice. But then I remember sitting there being like, oh my God, this song, which goes in a million directions. I was like, oh, this is so one of those like, oh, I have to give in because this song is amazing. Yeah. But also he took my song choice.
A Night of the Kinks is happening at the Cohoes Music Hall on March 21st. Zan Strumfeld is putting this on. You having fun putting these shows on?
Yeah. It's, you know, like I
that
love
was a loaded question,
well,
Chris.
I love being a local musician. Like I love being a part of the music community, and this sort of like curation of music events have been so much fun to do because especially at the Cohoes Music Hall, because it's this incredible, it's this historic venue that it fits about 500 people, but it feels really small and intimate, and it's a listening room. So it makes me really excited to have the ability to access that space and bring musicians that maybe have never played there before that ability. I am so grateful for this relationship I have with them. So I'm really excited about that and showcasing all this amazing talent. But I also want the job to be kind of easy because I don't have a lot of my own personal time. So if ticket sales quickly and easily, then I'm having a great time. Otherwise, I have to put a lot of work into it. So yes, I'm enjoying doing this once or twice a year. And mainly just because the musical community and the community here have done just so many amazing things for me and my band. And I just, if this is my way of somehow giving back, it brings me a lot of joy.
You don't really know what songs these guys are going to play yet, do you?
Oh, I do.
You
yes.
do?
Can
you say some of them? Or?
Well, I mean, the way that this works is essentially I make a list of these are the songs that must be played just because I know the audience is going to be looking for them. The musicians have to choose at least some of those and then other ones. So you'll hear a mix of your favorite hits and then maybe some songs you might not know, which is always my goal, too, is so you walk away being like, oh, I didn't know that song, and you want to dive deeper into the band. And of course, also dive into the musician who's playing and their original music. That's sure. obviously my goal. Sure, you're gonna hear Lola, you're gonna hear Strangers, and you'll hear Victoria. That's all I'll give you.
Fantastic. A Night of the Kinks, March 21st, the Cohoes Music Hall, a Zan Strumfeld show. Can folks find out more of the shows that you're doing, or how do they follow along?
No, I have not made it easy for myself or anyone. And I think it's a combination of me not having time and me also not like fully committing to this. I'm like, sure, I'll do this once a year. So through my band page, and my band hasn't yelled at me yet for using that at the same space. So Zan and the Winter Folk, if you go on like our social media, you can see it there. But right now the best is just to go to the Cohoes Music Hall website. Every other month I dabble, am I going to do another show? And right now the answer is no, but a year ago I said the same thing, and here we are. So
here you are. Well, Zan, thank you for coming by.
Of course.
All right. We're going to finish up. You mentioned Lola is going to be one of the ones that folks will hear.
It's the people's song. I mean, this is an amazing song because it talks about gender fluidity at the specific time that it might have been not something that people talked about. And it's just becomes the, and I don't even think you need to listen to the lyrics. I don't think people even realize what this song is about. It is an amazing, amazing song and lyrically so powerful and just fun. Yeah, come to the show. I think you'll have a blast. You will never be disappointed in these shows. We work really hard to pick the right people to portray these amazing musicians that we love.
A Night of the Kinks, the Cohoes Music Hall, March 21st. Zan Strumfeld, thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris, always.